For Christians, believing in one God who is Trinitarian communion suggests that the Trinity has left its mark on all creation. Saint Bonaventure went so far as to say that human beings before sin were able to see how each creature testifies that God is three. The reflection of the Trinity was there to be recognized in nature when that book was opened to man and our eyes had not yet become darkened. The Franciscan saint teaches us that each creature bears in itself a specifically Trinitarian structure, so real that it could readily be contemplated if only the human gaze were not so partial, dark, and fragile. In this way, he points out to us the challenge of trying to read reality in a Trinitarian key. The divine persons are subsistent relations, and the world, created according to the divine model, is a web of relationships. Creatures tend toward God, and in turn it is proper to every living being to tend toward other things, so that throughout the universe we can find any number of constant and secretly interwoven relationships. This leads us not only to marvel at the manifold connections existing among creatures, but also to discover a key to our own fulfillment. The human person grows more, matures more, and is sanctified more to the extent that he or she enters into relationships, going out from themselves to live in communion with God, with others, and with other creatures. In this way, they make their own that Trinitarian dynamism which God imprinted in them when they were created. Everything is interconnected, and this invites us to develop a spirituality of that global solidarity which flows from the mystery of the Trinity. Queen of all creation, Mary, the mother who cared for Jesus, now cares with material affection and pain for this wounded world. Just as her pierced heart mourned the death of Jesus, so now she grieves for the suffering of the crucified poor and for the creatures of this world laid waste by human power. Completely transfigured, she now lives with Jesus, and all creatures sing of her fairness. She is the woman clothed in the sun with the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Carried up into heaven, she is the mother and queen of all creation. In her glorified body, together with the risen Christ, part of creation has reached the fullness of its beauty. She treasures the entire life of Jesus in her heart, and now understands the meaning of all things. Hence, we can ask her to enable us to look at this world with eyes of wisdom. At her side in the Holy Family of Nazareth stands the figure of Saint Joseph. Through his work and generous presence, he cared for and defended Mary and Jesus, delivering them from the violence of the unjust by bringing them to Egypt. The Gospel presents Joseph as a just man, hardworking and strong, but he also shows great tenderness, which is not a mark of the weak, but of those who are genuinely strong, fully aware of reality, and ready to love and serve in humility. That is why he was proclaimed custodian of the universal church. He too can teach us how to show care. He can inspire us to work with generosity and tenderness in protecting this world which God has entrusted to us. Beyond the sun. At the end, we will find ourselves face to face with the infinite beauty of God, and be able to read with admiration and happiness the mystery of the universe, which with us will share in unending plentitude. Even now we are journeying toward the Sabbath of eternity, the New Jerusalem, toward our common home in heaven. Jesus says, "I make all things new." Eternal life will be a shared experience of awe in which each creature, resplendently transfigured, will take its rightful place and have something to give those poor men and women who will have been liberated once and for all. In the meantime, we come together to take charge of this home, which has been entrusted to us, knowing that all the good which exists here will be taken up into the heavenly feast. In union with all creatures, we journey through this land seeking God, for if the world has a beginning and if it has been created, we must inquire who gave it this beginning and who was its creator. Let us sing as we go. May our struggles and our concern for this planet never take away the joy of our hope. God, who calls us to generous commitment and to give Him our all, offers us the light and the strength needed to continue on our way. In the heart of this world, the Lord of life, who loves us so much, is always present. He does not abandon us, nor does He leave us alone, for He has united Himself definitively to our earth, and His love constantly impels us to find new ways forward. Praise be to Him. At the conclusion of this lengthy reflection, which has been both joyful and troubling, I propose that we offer two prayers. The first we can share with all who believe in a God who is the all-powerful Creator, while in the other we Christians ask for inspiration to take up the commitment to creation set before us by the Gospel of Jesus. A prayer for our earth. All-powerful God, You are present in the whole universe and in the smallest of Your creatures. You embrace with Your tenderness all that exists. Pour out upon us the power of Your love that we may protect life and beauty. Fill us with peace that we may live as brothers and sisters, harming no one. O God of the poor, help us to rescue the abandoned and forgotten of this earth, so precious in Your eyes. Bring healing to our lives, that we may protect the world and not prey upon it, that we may sow beauty, not pollution and destruction. Touch the hearts of those who look only for gain at the expense of the poor and the earth. Teach us to discover the worth of each thing, to be filled with awe and contemplation, to recognize that we are profoundly united with every creature as we journey toward Your infinite light. We thank You for being with us each day. Encourage us, we pray, in our struggle for justice, love, and peace. A Christian prayer in union with creation. Father, we praise You with all Your creatures. They came forth from Your all-powerful hand. They are Yours, filled with Your presence and Your tender love. Praise be to You. Son of God, Jesus, through You all things were made. You were formed in the womb of Mary, our mother. You became part of this earth, and You gazed upon this world with human eyes. Today You are alive in every creature in Your risen glory. Praise be to You. Holy Spirit, by Your light, You guide this world toward the Father's love and accompany creation as it groans in travail. You also dwell in our hearts, and You inspire us to do what is good. Praise be to You. Triune Lord, wondrous community of infinite love, teach us to contemplate You in the beauty of the universe, for all things speak of You. Awaken our praise and thankfulness for every being that You have made. Give us the grace to feel profoundly joined to everything that is. God of love, show us our place in the world as channels of Your love for all the creatures of this earth, for not one of them is forgotten in Your sight. Enlighten those who possess power and money that they may avoid the sin of indifference, and that they may love the common good, advance the weak, and care for this world in which we live. The poor of the earth are crying out, O Lord, seize us with Your power and light. Help us to protect all life, to prepare for a better future, for the coming of Your kingdom of justice, peace, love, and beauty. Praise be to You. Amen. Given in Rome at St. Peter's on 24 May, the Solemnity of Pentecost, in the year 2015, the third of my pontificate, Franciscus.